This is CPR News. Families of people serving prison sentences for nonviolent offenses are asking Governor Polis to let their loved ones out early to keep them safe from COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Colorado has had two large prison outbreaks already, and families of some inmates fear their loved ones could be next.
He could die without me touching him, seeing him, or looking in his eyes.
That's Sandy Winston, whose husband Gary is serving a one-year prison sentence for drug possession. He has COPD, and she worries if he contracts COVID-19, he won't survive. Criminal justice reform advocates have found around a dozen people with similar stories. The 84-year-old, who has already served almost 40 years for robbery and is now in a wheelchair. The man with a chronic lung condition, who has served 7 years for robbing a bank without a weapon and has since become sober. Hassan Latif runs the Second Chance Center in Aurora, which works with people newly released from prison.
At some point, whether someone deserved to go to prison or not, at some point it stops serving a purpose.
Governor Jared Polis in March issued an executive order allowing for some early releases from prison given the pandemic. But one man who was released under that program was arrested for first-degree murder shortly afterward, and the governor let the executive order expire without renewing it. On Wednesday, Polis was asked about potentially releasing more prisoners, and instead focused his answer on testing inside prisons.
We have been really doing pioneering work to reduce prison outbreaks, and we've been more successful than many other states.
But lawyers at the Colorado ACLU argue Polis has not done nearly enough. They've sued the state in hoping of getting some people out early. Helen Griffiths works at the ACLU of Colorado.
Frankly, Governor Polis has fed into this sense of fear by saying that he won't release dangerous criminals, which makes it sound like it's a public safety risk to release people from prison.
Advocates say that while some prisoners are too dangerous to release, there are clearly many others who aren't a risk. And they deserve a chance to try and protect themselves from this deadly pandemic. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And Morning Edition continues on this Thursday. This is CPR News.